Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. What a difference a year makes. We're all but finished planting our corn already. We didn't finish last year until June. We didn't finish harvest last year until Christmas. My father always said that every year is different. At this point in time, American farmers across the land are cheering the new day. What a joy it has been this spring to watch that corn planter march back and forth and back and forth, precisely planting the golden kernels at a rate of 33,000 per acre. Look at the rows, straight as an arrow. No surprise, with GPS doing the driving. Newly worked soil in the spring has a rich aroma that can only be appreciated if you're there on the spot. The planting season, as perfect as it has been, is only the first step in the long journey to harvest. There's an extended list of threats that this corn crop will face. We could worry about weeds, corn borers, root worms, on and on. When I was a kid, those were serious. They hurt our yield every year. But thanks to genetic engineering and today's technology toolbox, that's not as big a problem. Weather is our biggest worry now. Will we get the timely rains to optimize yield? So far, so good. It's difficult to put into words how beautiful this spring has been. Even our hogs seem to be happier. Herd health is good. We shipped a trailer load to market on Thursday. The hog business is finally in the black after 2.5 years of red ink. Our pigs were starting to get an inferiority complex, but not anymore. We've been raising pigs forever. I remember as a 10-year-old boy how proud I was with the Duroc gilt that I showed at the Knox County 4-H show. I kept her and raised a litter of pigs the next year. A baby pig just born might weigh 2 pounds, but within 5 months of tender care and perfect feed, will go to market weighing 270 pounds. That's amazing. Now that is efficient feed conversion. I know that it's easy to get discouraged when things don't go well, but when everything is working, there's no place quite as satisfying as down on the farm. Until next week, I am John Block, down on the farm.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.